This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Should you be in need of an update on the global petroleum situation, here you go. The average price for a gallon of unleaded gas in this country is $3.32. Internationally, North Sea Brent crude oil goes for about $108 a barrel. So as OPEC gets set to meet in Vienna, no tears will be shed for them at those prices. But the energy times, as we've told you, are a-changing. And the world's big new supplier, North America, may soon cut into OPEC's profits. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong has the latest in a recurring theme, America as petrostate.
If you think of the world oil market as a big stack to be filled, North America is suddenly pouring in big amounts, thanks to new drilling technologies like hydraulic fracturing. In just 2 years, it's begun to disrupt other suppliers, says Jamie Webster at PFC Energy. He's in Vienna for the OPEC meeting.
Because the United States and Canada has kind of filled up that stack, it has reduced the amount that OPEC needs to bring on. So that is why the boom in the United States is, in fact, already affecting OPEC.
It suggests less revenue for countries like Saudi Arabia. But Saudi always matters. It's the world's key swing producer to tighten or loosen supplies when needed. Economist Fatih Birol is with the International Energy Agency.
Saudi Arabia will be still the, if I may say it so, the central banker of the oil industry for many years to come.
Birol thinks Middle East oil shipments to America will soon dwindle to zero. So, how much should Washington care about the Middle East? The not-so-much camp wants a downsized Pentagon budget to reflect that. But Ed Chow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies sees it differently. He says the U.S. remains the world's energy policeman.
There is no substitute for the Middle East for oil, and there's no substitute for American military power to secure that supply of oil for the world economy.
If the U.S. is a winner in the new energy order, Russia may be a loser. Its natural gas stranglehold on the European market is threatened by new shale gas supplies from elsewhere. And China? Its energy thirst makes it increasingly dependent on Middle East oil. Robert McNally is with the Rapidan Group.
This is why China is building a navy that can roam further than its territory, that in building alliances with countries along the way to the Middle East.
Now, the U.S. production stirring up all this talk has uncertainties. How safe is it to drill? How quickly do the wells decline? Regardless, OPEC thinks the world's energy music is already changing and is trying to dance along. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.